challenge for you. It's actually going to be directly speaking to the graduates that are here tonight, the six that we have, but it is something that is going to be applicable for all of us. When I consider when I graduated from high school those many, many years ago, people remind me all the time that it wasn't that long ago. I was thinking back to what would I have liked to have known just in a short, concise manner as I went forth and as I went to college, or for those of you that are going to be going out and getting a job, as you're leaving high school. Graduating from high school is possibly the biggest moment as you kind of feel that freedom as things begin to change. You're having to make your own decisions. You're leaving home, or you're beginning to pay rent to your parents, however that is working out. You are making a lot of big decisions, and you are having to take responsibility for a lot more things that you weren't before. And so this evening, I have three challenges that I'd like to go through tonight. And like I said, this is directly for the graduates, but this is for every single person that is here. I know that I need this reminder, and I hope that's a challenge to each of you. So first of all, tonight, if you could turn with me to Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. And the first challenge that I have for you tonight, reminder for all of us, you need to prepare for battle. You need to prepare for battle. You see, each one of us, regardless of our position in life, and regardless actually of our spiritual condition as well, we are in a battle. But if you are a Christian here tonight, if you're a Christian and no matter what part of life you are in, you are in a battle. And whenever you have a battle that is coming up, you need to be prepared for it. But whether you like it or not, and whether you realize it or not, this battle isn't something that's coming. This isn't something that happens once you graduate from high school and boom, then you're in the battle. If you're a Christian here tonight, you are already in the battle. When we get to Ephesians chapter 6, Paul challenging the church at Ephesus and is reminding them what they need to be thinking about as they go into battle. He says in verse 10, "Finally, my brethren," as he gets to the end of this, he's challenging them, he's been giving them a lot of direct commands from the Lord, things that they need to remember, and he says, "Finally, this is my final challenge to you, my brethren in Christ, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might." Never forget where we're going to get the strength to fight this battle. The strength to fight this battle does not come from ourselves. We cannot fight the battle of sin with what we have and what we think we can do. If we try to do that, we may succeed for a short time, but we're going to realize very quickly that we are incapable of fighting this battle in our own strength. The strength to fight this battle comes from the Lord and in the power of his might. See, the strength, the might that we think we have is really nothing. It can only come through the Lord. But he says, this is how we do that. This is how we are ready for battle. We are to put on the whole armor of God. I'm not going to take the time this evening to go through this whole passage. It's a familiar passage to us. And we have looked at that in past sermons. But I want us to remind ourselves that we need to put on the whole armor of God. Every piece of that armor. We need to be fully prepared for the battle that we are in already. It doesn't mean that we can put on three quarters of the armor and kind of hope, well, maybe today I'm not going to need a breastplate. You know, I bet those arrows coming at me, they're going to be going everywhere else, but they're not going to hit me right here. Or you know what? Maybe today I won't need my sword. You know, it's going to be more just kind of bobbing and weaving and dodging things. I'm not going to have any opportunity to really have a hand-to-hand combat. You see, the Lord challenges us to put on every single piece of armor. Because we need to be fully prepared in what the Lord has given us if we want to do well in the battle and the strength that the Lord has given us. And specifically to those of you graduating, as you begin this next part of your life, and as you go out and you begin to make these decisions, you're living on your own possibly, you're going off to college, whatever it may be, realize that you are in a battle already and that you're going to find a whole new element of that battle as you go forth. You can feel some parts of the battle, and I could feel the spiritual battle while I was at home, and I could realize that there was definitely something going on, but I had no idea what it was even like to a small extent until I went off to college, and I was on my own, and I was making my own decisions. and I couldn't just go and ask my parents what to do every time. And yeah, sure, I could call them and I could ask them, but I learned very quickly that the time that I had, the 18 years previously with my parents, was a time to train and be prepared for this next stage of life, and that I couldn't keep continuing to call them throughout my whole life. I do not actually call my parents every time I have a big decision to make now. I don't say, hey, Dad, I just need you to tell me what I should do here. Now, I do call my parents and ask their advice, but I can't do that for every single decision that I make, because we have to be prepared in this battle and the strength that the Lord has given us, and that hopefully our parents have challenged us in and have given us the tools to be able to succeed in. So the first challenge tonight, prepare for battle. Be ready for this battle. Be ready for the battle that you are already in. But secondly, I want you to turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3, and look at verses 14 through 17. This passage is most definitely the passage that I was challenged with around the time of my graduation, that I go back to every time I think of someone graduating or going on to a new stage of life, especially for young people that are potentially leaving the home. But as you get into the end of this chapter here, Timothy's been challenging Paul's been challenging Timothy and reminding him of the people that he's leading, that there's going to be people that are going to try to lead them astray. And as we just talked about, that you need to be prepared for battle, realize that battle is going to come in different forms. It could come from people. It can come from spiritual places. It can come from within ourselves. But there are a lot of evil people in this world that are going to try to lead you astray. But it might be easy to identify the people that you look at and like, oh, that's a bad person. Like, man, that person, he's a murderer, okay? It's easy to identify. That's a wrong, bad guy. But what about those people that are really kind to you, that are really nice, and they kind of slip in some wrong things? They kind of say some things that make you kind of question at first, like, oh, is that really good? But they're a nice person. I'm sure they're not a problem. What we need to remember is that there is one place that we should go for instruction. There is one place that we should go to when we hear instruction to see if it matches up correctly, and that is God's word. And we see here in 2 Timothy chapter 3 in verses 14 through 17. Paul says, "But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the scriptures, the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works." Folks, never forget, for all of us, that we need to go to scripture for every piece of advice that we need. Now, if we're asking somebody else for an advice, therefore we can do that, but we need to see, does it line up with what the Bible is saying? Or are they trying to lead us astray, whether purposefully or just that's how they live their lives as a non-Christian? We realize that all scripture, every single part of it, is profitable to us for instruction. You know, as we leave our homes, and as we go out on our own, as I went out to college, and then as I got married, and then I moved all the way across the country from my family, I had to realize that I couldn't keep going to them for every single piece of advice, but that God's word is able to guide me in every single situation. If I'm wondering what I should do, I need to first of all go to the Bible and see what it says and how it can help me in the situation that I am in. And we need to realize that we have to continue in the things that we have learned. For those of you that are graduating tonight, I know that you have had people, whether it is parents or teachers, people in this church, or all of the above, that have taught you from God's word and that have showed you where you can go to find the answers in life. And that is not just something that we can just turn off and then throw away once we leave those that are teaching us. We should continue in the things that we have learned. Specifically, we need to continue to study God's word and to see how we can apply it to our lives. So not only do we need to prepare for battle, but we cannot forget the lessons that we have learned from God's word. Prepare for battle and remember what we've learned in God's word. And then lastly, turn to 1 Corinthians 10:31. If we all need to be reminded of something, It is what God calls us to at the very essence of being a Christian and what he demands from each one of us. Very simple, but very difficult at the same time. And what he asks from us is that we glorify him in all that we do. So thirdly, we need to glorify God in everything that we do. 1 Corinthians 10:31 says, "Whether therefore ye eat or drink or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God." No matter whether you go off to college, you go and get a job, whether you get married, whether you stay single, whether you have kids or you don't, whether you continue to live in this area or you move away, whether it's around the world or to another state, whatever you do, no matter what you are doing in your life, everything that you do should be done to the honor and glory of God. And that is a command that each one of us here tonight need to remember and need to ask ourselves, am I doing everything? And in everything that I'm doing, is it glorifying God? And can others look at my life and say that they are living for themselves or they are living for God? They are living so that God would be glorified in everything that they do. And I know that that is the prayer of the graduates' parents, the graduates' families, for us as pastors, that you would continue in the things that you have learned and that you would glorify God in everything that you do. You're going to have different people pulling at you all throughout your life, asking you to do different things. You're going to have different standards that you're going to try to have to meet. People place requirements at job and at hobbies and at different things you get involved with. But never forget, ultimately, everything that we do should glorify God. That should be our goal. And that should be the goal of every single individual Christian here tonight. And folks, let's remember, all of us, that we are in the midst of a battle, but that we can go to God's word to find the instruction for life and how we are to live our lives as believers, but that it ultimately we are to glorify God in all that we do. That's a challenge this evening. I hope it's a reminder for each one of us. These are three key truths that I have to remember all the time. And they are, you could go anywhere in Scripture and find something that is going to be directly applied to our lives, but these three right here are something that apply directly to times when there's going to be a big change in your life. And specifically for you as graduates, I challenge you to remember these as you go about your lives from here on out. We're going to now look at a slideshow. I had all the parents send in some different pictures. I mentioned this morning that I had a great time putting it together and seeing the different families. Really enjoyed seeing how they have grown from small children up to where they are now. And there's some pictures that I would love to get some stories about later. You can kind of tell some stuff happening there. It'd be really cool to get some more info on those. And then intertwined in these times as well, I also have some information that I got from the graduates about what their plans are after graduation. And then there's also a couple moments in here where you're going to find out some fun information about the graduates that they are not aware of, that I talk to their parents and family about. So that should be enjoyable as well. So let's enjoy looking at the slideshow, and I would challenge each one of us tonight as we look at the slideshow, as we consider the lives of these graduates that have, for a long time and some for a short time, have been a part of our church. I want you to consider, as you're looking at the pictures of them, to challenge yourself to pray for them and to commit to pray for them as they go forth in their life and as they desire to live for the Lord. Remember that we as a church body can uphold them in prayer. We can encourage them in word. But let's really commit to do that, to pray for each one of these graduates as we go through this slideshow now.
My heart to fear and grace my faith. How precious did that grace appear.